Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Strickland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive towards third. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kluszewski for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball towards left. Smith catches it and throws to home to double up Minoso. Nixon moves to second. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kluszewski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Phillips goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. Fox moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. Kluszewski is walked intentionally. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio misplays the ball. That's an error on Aparicio. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Power reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for George Strickland. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner strikes out. One out. Gordy Coleman pinch hits for Jim Perry. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held scores. Coleman moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Leake now playing third base. Mudcat Grant now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Batty now catching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Francona moves to third. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, White Sox. Schirmlaller now catching. Bob Shaw now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Power scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis now playing center field. Bubba Phillips now playing third base. Elmer Vallo pinch hits for Gene Leek. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Harshman pinch hits for Gary Bell. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harshman for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pearsall moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Bax is now playing third base. Jack Harshman now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive towards third. Baxes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baxes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Webster pinch runs for Jim Baxes. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 0-for-1 in the game. Harshman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Webster moves to second. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Jack Harshman. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Webster moves to third. Hardy moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.